Yeah, we're beginning the ninth chapter of the Ein Yaakov. And this chapter is rich with Agata, rich with stories. Most of the Talmud, most of what the Talmud has to say about dreams is in this chapter. We're going to have a good time, Bezrat Hashem, learning this chapter. So we begin with the first halacha in the Mishnah. If someone sees a place where miracles happen for the Jewish people, Omer Baruch She'asa Nisim La'avoteinu B'Makom Hazeh. There's a special blessing that's made. Blessed is Hashem who did miracles for our forefathers in this place. Minani Mili. So the Gemara says, where does this come from? Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan taught. Rav Yochanan was, what do we know about Rav Yochanan? Rabbi in Israel. Disciple of Rabbi Yanai. Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar. He compiled the Jerusalem Talmud. He lost all 10 children. His 10 children died in his lifetime. He was a brother-in-law of Reish Lakish and a contemporary of Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan said he was extraordinarily beautiful and he couldn't see well. He had long eyelashes that covered his eyes. He would have to take special tweezers to lift them and see people. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Amar Ka, for the verse says, Vayomer Yitro. When Jethro saw the Jewish people, they made it out of Egypt. They had all these miracles, the 10 plagues, the splitting of the sea. He made a blessing. Baruch Hashem asher etzil etchem. Blessed is Hashem who saved you from the hands of the Egyptians, from the hands of Paro, who saved the nation. So you see, the Torah recounts how Yisro made a blessing that's teaching us a concept we learned from Yisro, that when a miracle happens to the masses of the Jewish people, we make a blessing over that. Anisa de Rabbi Mevarchinan. Anisa diachid lom vachinan. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Do you only make a blessing over a miracle that occurred for the masses? An individual that had a miracle would not have to recount the blessing? Is that so? Veha hahu gavra. But there was that man, Dava Azil, the Avra de Avar Yamina. He was going through a place called Avar Yamina. It's a name of a country south of the Euphrates. A lion fell down in his path. The lion fell upon him. A miracle happened and he made it out alive. He came to Rava and told him the story. So Rava told him, whenever you reach that place that the miracle happened, you have to make a blessing. Baruch Shasali Nesbam Komaze. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of our forefathers, that made a miracle for me in this place. Umar Breid Ravina, and we have another story. Mar, Ravina's son, Havakazil Bepakta de Arvot. He was going in the valley of Arvot. Vitzachalemaya. And he was extraordinarily thirsty. So he was in danger over there in that valley. Itavid Lenisa, a miracle happened. Ivri Leena de Maya, a stream. Suddenly appeared to give him water. Vishti, and he had what to drink. Vetuzim nachada vekazil beristeka demachoza. And one time, this same Mar, the son of Ravina, was going in the marketplace of Machoza. Venaflale gamla peritza. And a wild camel, a camel that went insane, came upon him. Itpalkale ashita. And one of the walls over there fell down. And Ali Gabay, he was able to enter a house. He was standing there in the market, him and the wild camel. And he was in danger for his life. And a miracle happened. The wall next to him fell down, and he was able to crawl into a house and escape this crazy camel. Kimat al Aravot, when he'd reach Aravot, where the stream appeared, he'd make a blessing. Barich Baruch Shasali Nes Baravot Uvagamal. Blessed are you, Hashem, who made me this miracle here and with the camel. Kimat al Ristika de Machoza. When he'd get to the place, that marketplace, he'd make a blessing. Barich Baruch Shasalines Begamal Uvarvot. So you see from these different stories that the halacha is that an individual also makes a blessing. Amre, so the students of the yeshiva answered, Anisa de Rabim, a miracle that happened to the masses, to all of the Jewish people. Kuli alma mevarchi. Then everyone has to make a blessing. If we would know, like they did in the days of the Talmud, where exactly the Assyrian Empire fell in one night when they were besieging Jerusalem, every time we'd come up to the old city, we'd have to make a blessing when we see that place. The only reason we don't make a blessing is because we don't know the exact location where that miracle happened. In the days of the Talmud, they did. If we would know where in the Yamsuf the Jewish people crossed, Every time we saw that place, we would have to make a blessing. But we don't know. You have to know the place. So if it's a miracle that happened to the masses, everyone makes a blessing. Baruch she'asani sim la'avoteinu, yeah. Avoteinu means the Jewish people, right? So here the Rambam was asked, can Gera make this blessing? I think the Rambam says yes, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch seems to not go with that. But I think Mishnah Berurah does go with that. I think we have to know of a specific miracle that happened there. The fact that the Maccabim generally won the Romans, I don't think is associated with a specific place. If we knew a specific place and a specific battle that they won the Greeks, so then we could make a blessing there. I don't think we have a specific place and a specific battle that we know was miraculous. The general success was miraculous. So the students answered, Anisa de Rabim, if it's a miracle that happened to the masses, Kuli Alma Mevarchi, everyone makes a blessing over that. Anisa de Yachid, Ihu Chayav Leveruche, over a miracle that happened to an individual, he himself is obligated to make a blessing when he reaches that place, and it's quoted in Halacha, he and his children and his grandchildren make a blessing over there. Now it has to be a miracle, meaning a few years ago I was hit by a car, and I was crossing the street, it was a rainy night, car made a left turn, and he didn't see me. So he went right into me, and I saw him coming, so I squatted a little bit, and as he hit me, I had nowhere to go. I mean, I had a split second. I ended up on his car, and it was a dark, rainy night, and he still didn't see me. And it was Coney Island Avenue. I was on his hood, and it was a rainy night, so luckily for me, I slid onto his hood. And it's Coney Island Avenue, so he hits the gas. He's starting to speed up, and I'm on his hood. I'm on his hood, holding on. So, I knocked. And the guy suddenly sees a person on his hood. He slammed the brakes. Now, Coney Island Avenue is like a highway. It's got, you know, four lanes this way, four lanes that way. When he hit his brakes, I went flying backwards. And I ran across four lanes till I hit the side of the road and I landed there. And I was okay. And when I spoke to the police, they didn't believe me. They wouldn't believe. They said, we don't believe. No one ever has such an accident and isn't in the hospital that night. For you to be standing here alive and well, can't be. Can't be it happened. So I wasn't sure. Do I make this bracha when I hit that corner of Coney Island Avenue? If the police tell me it can't be that such a thing happened, does that make it a miracle?
Why not?
I don't know.
Maybe they just didn't want
to file it. Right. It's
a rainy day afternoon. It's a rainy night. You know?
So to me, it was like Mike is saying. I was like, come on. I understand. I have to say thank you. Every year when that night of Hanukkah, it was on Hanukkah that it happens, when that night of Hanukkah comes, so I try to make a small seum, I try to make a small party, and I tell people the story, and I give thanks to Hashem. I definitely have to give thanks. But to say it was a miracle, if the car would have gone through me and I would have become invisible, that's a miracle. If I would have suddenly jumped, leaped over the car and landed, you know, that's a miracle.
That's not a normal thing to happen either.
To slide onto the car. I think a person could slide under or slide on top. I think either way can happen. I'm not sure it's such a miracle. You know, I'm thankful for it. If I understood correctly, it has to be more unusual than the police just saying that doesn't usually happen. But at any rate, here we see there's a blessing we make for the masses, there's a blessing for the individual, and the individual makes it, as do his descendants when they reach that place.
So what connection do we do with his-